of mint and dill and cumin. These words were interpreted by St. Anthony of Padua to be dainty appetizers, and he referred them to ecclesiastics using these things and another commentary on those particular items, which is used or was, maybe still, in the cooking that the Jews had was to perfume the rooms. And they were insignificant items. They were not covered by the Mosaic law precept in regard to paying of tithes. But the Jewish establishment was propagating these type of actions and behaviours in order that they could claim something from those people who would look up to them. And they were actually putting a yoke on the people who they were to be giving a good example to. We also talk about how blind guides who strain the gnat, the little impurities, the Jews would pass the water through linen to take away the impurities, and yet they would swallow a camel, swallow large impurities. Prostitution was rife, and the teachers, the Pharisees and the Sadducees were very much involved in that activity, that immorality. They were coming across as dainty, well-behaved, look at me, I am the one who you need to take example from. But their interior was foul, it stunk. And again, this is highlighted with regard to the clean cup. They had these ritual cleanings of the cups, and it was expected that other people should acquire these particular skills and these norms, because in that it was part of the Jewish faith. But interiorly, they were rotten inside. One of the things which parents need to be very aware of is that are they imposing priorities on their children, whereas they should be awakening their children to the scandalous clothing that they're wearing. It doesn't matter if a child is young or a woman. Clothing is meant to veil that part of the body which is not meant to be viewed. That's not the case. I remember Mother Angelica saying when she was raising funds for her radio network, she would go on tour around America and give talks, and she noticed when she was giving these talks that the grandmothers were dressed inappropriately. And she said to them, you don't have it anymore, cover it up. What I'm saying is that the people who are supposed to be the teachers, the so-called deaconesses of the Old Testament, would dress appropriately because the younger ones don't realise that they are being scandalised and dress like the grandmother does, except they have it. The body form of the woman can lead into sin, and the only time where the body form is to be uncovered is in the marriage. Some practical ways in which parents can implement some regulations upon their children, but the child themselves needs to be in tune also with immodesty, the look, the lust, which can be generated from even within their own family. Everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Our Lady of Fatima revealed very much to us for these times, and it's continuing throughout the history of the Church. The sins of the flesh, impurity and immodesty of all kinds are the ones that take most souls to hell. Certain fashions will be introduced that will offend our Lord very much. This sensitivity to immodesty is something most do not understand. Girls, shapely girls, are able to, without their awareness, unless they're in prayer, aware of the serious sins which are being caused by the friends of their brothers as they look at them immodestly. To preserve modesty and purity in yourself and in others, you should avoid the following: any skin-tight clothing, spray-on clothes, we're talking about, you're covered, but the body form is very obvious. It reveals the shape of the body and easily provokes impure thoughts in others, who will then look at you like an object. Shorts that do not extend to the knees. By the way, in church it's inappropriate to wear such garments. Dresses or skirts that do not extend well below the knees. Tank tops, sleeveless shirts or exposing shirts or blouses. Almost all bathing suits for women that are common today. How many young girls, and this is a statement by Pope Pius XII, how many young girls there are who see nothing wrong in following certain shameless styles like so many sheep. If a certain kind of dress constitutes a grave and proximate occasion of sin and endangers the salvation of your soul and that of others, it is your duty to give it up. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.